The Uncanny Valley, page 107.
One afternoon, 6-year-old Emily Hamilton and her mother saw the movie The Polar Express. It's an animated movie. The story is from a popular book for children. A famous Hollywood actor does one of the voices. It's a happy movie. The characters look almost like real people. But Emily and her mother didn't enjoy the movie. They felt anxious, but they didn't know why. Something was strange about the movie. Many people had the same feeling. They felt uncomfortable. But why? A man in Japan has the answer. For many years, Professor Masahiro Mori studied people's feelings about robots. He learned this. Some robots look like machines. We usually like this type of robot. Other robots look a little like humans. We like this type of robot even more. But sometimes robots look a lot like humans. Suddenly, our feelings change. We do not like these human-looking robots at all. Mori has a name for the change in our emotions. He calls it the Uncanny Valley. In the Uncanny Valley, the robots look a lot like humans. They seem familiar, but strange. We have a bad response to them. We feel uncomfortable. Mori's ideas are true for movie characters, too. Most animated characters are lovable. Audiences like characters such as Shrek and WALL-E. These characters aren't human, but we have a positive feeling about them. We also like the Simpsons family. They are human characters, but they are cartoons. They don't look like real people. They make us relax and laugh. We feel good. Many movie animators use computers. They make computer-generated CG characters. CG humans look almost like real people. But movie audiences don't like them. Something seems wrong. The CG humans move in the wrong way. Their skin looks strange. Most important, the eyes don't look alive. CG humans seem dead. When do we start to feel uncomfortable? If characters look 90% like us, we feel okay. If characters look 95% like us, it seems strange. This information is important for filmmakers. They tested the movie Shrek with children. The Princess Fiona character scared them. Why? She looked too much like a real person. So the animators made a new Princess Fiona. Now she is a cartoon, and she doesn't frighten anybody. With new technology, animators can make very real-looking human characters. But they learned from the Polar Express and Princess Fiona. They don't want to scare their audience. They do not want to enter the Uncanny Valley.